there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers Radio Production Studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, hi again, everybody. Great to have you with us on Cavs HQ. Great to welcome back after a well-deserved couple of weeks off, one Jim Jones. And boy, Jim, we've got plenty to talk about. NBA Finals are locked up in two games apiece. We'll delve into that. Rafa Hernandez Brito will join us. That's always fun, the Hispanic voice of the Cavaliers. So a fun show on tap this week.
Yes, it is. I can't wait to hear some of the comments about Rafa. You know, Rafa is one of the unique and one of the best-served announcers in our country and in the world. He's had opportunities to do World Cup and all those other great events, Summer Olympics and the whole thing. So just to hear his voice is a treat for me.
Yeah, we haven't seen or heard from Rafa in a while, so it'll be good to talk to him. And again, NBA Finals, two games apiece after the win by Golden State on Friday. In fact, Jim and I will talk about that next. So stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Back to Curry, pump fake, fly by, three ball, got it, oh my goodness. Curry right side, splitting traffic, waiting, dribbling on Robert Williams, he wants the shot, takes the floater, it's up and good, the patience of a two-time MVP. Draymond looks for a wing, nobody moving, Curry back cuts on White, takes the jumper, got it! Curry for three. Warriors have doubled their advantage. A 10-0 run of the Celtics one time. And the Golden State Warriors have recaptured home court in the NBA Finals with a stirring 107-97 win here at TD Garden.
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Tim Alcorn, Jim Jones, and of course the dynamic duo on the other side of the glass. That's Marty Allen and Kurt McLaughlin. They just put together that montage of Steph Curry, his incredible performance on Friday night up in Boston, 43 points, 10 rebounds, and the Warriors' 107-97 win over the Celtics to even up the NBA Finals at two games apiece. And again, those magnificent calls by our great friend Tim Roy, the radio voice of the Golden State Warriors. He's been on Cavs HQ a couple of times, and always a great guest and a phenomenal play-by-play guy. So, Jim, again, we usually talk Cavs, and we will, but 2-2 NBA Finals, Golden State with the win on Friday night to even up the series. Boy, just your thoughts on what you've seen so far in the first four games.
Well, they're so evenly matched. You know, they play differently, but there's one consistent thing they both do. They both defend every time down the floor, and they're well coached. And I just think that it's going to be a seven-game series, and the 2-2 explains that, because neither team is really good enough to beat the other one twice. And that's where we are in this series. So I'm looking at a seven-game series. The pressure is still on the Warriors. If they don't get this game at home, you know, then they go back to Boston. I think it'll end in six.
Yeah.
But if they can go home and win that game, and no team has won back-to-back, that says a lot about their strength. That really positions themselves greatly for a seventh game. But this is a bigger game than Friday's game to me, because if they lose this one, Boston's good enough to at least win one of the two left. I think they're that good.
Well, again, Friday night, Curry was just majestic. A 43-point ball game. He was knocking down shots from all over the floor. And after the ball game, Steph just talked about the win overall.
It was a hard-fought win. I think our first quarter really set the tone. You know, even though we were down one, there's night and day difference between game three and game four, how we came out defensively.
Yeah, just an incredible performance. Yes. And again, you're looking for help for Steph Curry, though, Jim. At what point does somebody else have to step up for this Golden State team?
They need help, but think about it, Tim. These are two defensive-minded teams. Anybody that scores over 103 points, 104, probably win the game, because these teams are so conscious of every time down the floor trying to stop teams. The unique thing about Curry is that he's a shooter, and shooters are high maintenance. You got to get them open. You usually have to run sets for them. You need two or three passers so that you can get the ball to them consistently. But none of that happened. He took his own initiative coming down the floor in transition early in the clock. I thought he was magnificent. And it's rare that you see a shooter in these modern times get away with that many points, and he really didn't have to be a scorer. He was making long shots like they were layups. I commend him on that. And anybody, any young kid watching our game who's trying to be a one-on-one guy, but he's basically a shooter, don't give up on your outside shot. Because this kid proved that you can win games if you're a great shooter.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And, of course, if you saw the game Friday night or have just watched this series, it has been physical. It has been intense. And Golden State head coach Steve Kerr talked about that after the win on Friday night, how emotional and a game it was.
Everybody was emotional tonight. I mean, we, you know, down 2-1, we had to come out with some desperation, more physicality than we showed in game three.
Yeah, they certainly did that. Flip side of the coin, I thought it was interesting, Jim. Let's hear this cut. Jason Tatum for the Celtics Friday night didn't have a bad ball game per se, 23 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, but he put the loss on himself.
I mean, you got to give them credit. They're a great team. They're playing well. You know, they got a game plan, things like that. But it's on me. I got to be better. I know I'm impacting the game in other ways, but I got to be more efficient.
Jim, for a guy who played with all-time greats like you did, when somebody like Jason Tatum kind of steps up and says, I got to be better, what does that mean for teammates as far as him taking that leadership role?
Well, if I was his teammate, I'd say, shut up. You know, we're a team. The only thing we have to do is make sure that we get you the ball more often in the fourth quarter. There's something that I'm very surprised that none of the announcers are talking about, and that is that neither team has a starting point guard, not a legitimate
right.
point
yes.
guard. You know, so the game becomes different. You know, transition becomes more important, and spacing becomes more important, because if you look at Smart, Smart's not a point guard. He's just an exceptional defensive player who was forced to play point because of his size. He's not a point guard. And when they look on the other side, Curry, of course they give him that he's a point guard, but he's not a point guard. You know, he's a two guard, and he's playing with Clay, who's what we call a combo guard, who can play a little forward swing, and he can play the two guard. So they really don't have, neither team really has a point guard. And down the stretch, when you're trying to be efficient, you have to be sure that the right people get the ball. And that's what Boston is missing. Sometimes they fall into it because they force turnovers late in games and they're able to get out and, you know, push the ball and get in space. But when teams are forcing you to play half court and it's closing time, that's when you really miss that point guard because of their efficiency of play. Neither team has that.
Jim, we've got about a minute left, but I want to squeeze in real quick.
Sure.
I love drawing on your insights as a former player. Can you tell or explain to listeners what this feels like for these guys right now on the mental side, the pressure that these guys are under now?
Well, it's definitely pressure. Sleepless nights. Every once in a while, you'll bark at your wife during the course of the day in a conversation, and you have to say, baby, I'm sorry. You know, because expectations are high. These opportunities don't come around very often. So you have to deal with that, and you have to understand you have a choice. You can go in there with the idea of play not to lose, which is fear, or you can play to win the game, which takes courage. And that's the dilemma that all players face, especially when they're trying to win a game, especially when they're trying to win a series. You can't be in there thinking about, I can't make this move, I don't want to mess this up. That's fear. You know, you're playing not to lose. But when you're playing to win, you let it all hang out. There's extra energy, and we call it courage. And I'm telling you that that's what these players face from night to night. I'm looking at Draymond, who's really struggling right now. He's really struggling because he lost his focus because of all the social media antics and talking back to players, guys who aren't even in the game 40 years, haven't played in 40 years. And he lost his focus, and he's having a real problem getting his focus back. That's how much pressure this game puts on you. It demands that you completely surrender all of your focus and attention to winning the game.
Boy, that's a great insight. Don't play with fear, play with courage. I love it. That's why we talked to Jim Jones, because he's got those insights. We'll take a quick time out. Jim has received an extraordinary honor, so we're going to talk to our good friend about that after this on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Tim Elkhorn, along with my broadcast partner, not only on Cavaliers games, but on Cavs HQ, one Jim Jones. And Jim, you have been awarded an unbelievable honor from Marquette, the Lifetime Achievement Award. Wow, congratulations to you. Share with Cavs fans and our listeners just what that means to you, a Lifetime Achievement Award from Marquette.
Well, basically, my daughter, Karita, she used to do radio and television for Marquette, along with her Bucks job when she was younger. And that's the closest the Jones had come to being recognized by Marquette. You have to remember, I left back in 1971, 72. I had been to a couple Marquette events, but I didn't feel like I was part of Marquette. I just felt like that fog of me leaving early was hanging over everybody's head. And so when they contacted me and said, we have a Lifetime Achievement Award, I just thought that's something they want me to attend for someone else, being honest with you. But they said it was for me. And I looked at some of the recipients and who had achieved it, and I was totally blown away. So my family, those friends of mine from my hometown, which is 25 miles away, all of those people came, and it was just an outstanding event.
Wow, it's so special. Jim, you ended up at Marquette through the recruiting of one Al McGuire, and I know the late, great Al McGuire had a huge influence on your life. Share with listeners what that relationship meant to you.
Well, he came to our home. I never will forget that. Coach came to our home, and he sat down with my dad, and I was in the other room, and they talked. And then he got up. He said, Jimmy, he called my dad Jimmy. He said, Jimmy, if he does what I tell him, he'll be a pro. And everything worked out. The other thing he said is, use basketball. Don't let basketball use you. I never will forget that. I tell kids that all the time. Basketball is a job. It's an occupation for me, but it's not an end-all. You know, you still have to keep developing as a person. I've been so fortunate and blessed. I had a chance to go through my hometown the other day. We lived in 8 different locations in a town that only has 50,000 people. So I had a chance to know everybody on both sides of the tracks. And I'm telling you, coming from where I came from, my whole life has been a dream come true. And Marquette was a pivotal part of that because he gave me an opportunity, and I took advantage of it.
Of course, you hail from Racine, Wisconsin, and I think our listeners would like to know, back in the day, I'm sure there were numerous offers there. You ended up at Marquette, but share a story or two about where else you considered or what that recruiting time was like.
Well, I never had a filet mignon, a steak. I never had a steak until I flew to Lansing, Michigan, to Michigan State. And the only reason I went, you know, they recruited me, of course, for basketball, but I was in love with Bubba Smith and the Michigan State team when they played Notre Dame. So I just wanted to be on the campus of that, and I wanted to beat the great Duffy Doherty. And let me tell you, he's as Irish, that name, he's as Irish looking as you've ever seen. He had this gray hair, he had this big bubble nose that was blood red, and he had the most beautiful blue eyes you've ever seen in your life, and he was pale to the bone. And when I came in the room, I almost fell to my knees. I said, oh my God, this is Duffy Doherty. You know, and the basketball coach stayed on the outside. He welcomed me in, he sat down. He had that little twing to his language. I said, I could play for him. I'm sorry. I came here for basketball. But, but that was the draw. That was the draw. I wanted to see the Michigan State great coach, and I had that opportunity.
And I would think Wisconsin would have been in the mix as well?
Yeah, let me tell you the Wisconsin story right quick. So I drive up to Wisconsin in my dad's black Cadillac. He had a four-door black Cadillac. I drive up to Wisconsin. I left at 5:30 that morning. I get there at about 7:30, almost 8 o'clock, right? So I go up to the Capitol House, and they're waiting for me at the gates. They let me in, and I'm going to have breakfast with the governor, right? This is all a recruiting ploy. Coach Paulus, who at the time was a Wisconsin basketball coach, he and I walked up through the lawn and everything, through past security. And we go into this large room. It more looked like a ballroom because there was a long table. This table was about 40 feet long. And at one end sat the governor, and the other end I sat. And we had eggs. We had eggs and bacon and toast and orange juice. And he was at the other end. Just to show you how far at the other end he was. There's no one in the room but us, right? Huge, huge ballroom. He said something, and I couldn't understand what he said. And we're supposed to be having breakfast together, right? I said, huh? And so then he's screaming down the other end. I just said, how's your family doing? How's everybody? And I'm going, everybody's fine. And you're looking at an 18-year-old, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I said, no, I can't go here. You know, so I get back in the car and I drive back home, and I didn't go. The only reason I didn't go to Michigan State was because 2 weeks after my visit, John Bennington died. He died of a massive heart attack playing racquetball. He was a chain smoker, so it was inevitable. And he ended up dying, and I had already declared Michigan State.
Really?
They let me out of it. Yeah, they let me out of it because I would have played with Ralph Simpson. And then they let me out of it so that I could go to Marquette. And then Al and those guys swooped down on me. I wanted to stay home because I found out my dad had terminal cancer, and I'm the oldest, so I wanted to be near my brothers and sisters. So it just worked out that way that I ended up going to Marquette.
Wow, an amazing
story.
But
Wisconsin
story.
Was definitely off yeah, you know, long distance breakfast with the governor.
I love these stories. That's what makes this show so fun. Well, Jim, again, congratulations. Lifetime
Thank
Achievement
you.
Award. So well-deserved. And, again, everything you do for this organization, not just the broadcast, but all the parts that you touch as far as your involvement, not only with the Cavs, but in the community. So congrats to
Thank you.
We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to have some more fun. Rafa Hernandez Brito, the Hispanic voice of the Cavs, will join us. So stay with us on Cavs HQ on the Cavs Radio Network. As part of June 6th, National Hunger Awareness Day, the Cavaliers teamed up with the Greater Cleveland Food Bank to make an impact by helping food insecure families across Northeast Ohio. This past Monday and Tuesday, team members volunteered for 3 hours at the food bank's repack area, where they boxed up shelf-stable food kits to be delivered to the community. On Thursday, June 9th, volunteers, including the full Cavs coaching roster, helped feed hundreds of families during a drive through food distribution at Cleveland's Municipal Lot. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
No, señor, rebote ofensivo. Kevin Love lo falló también y el rebote una vez más del afro. Y la clava no, quería falta J.B. Bickerstaff, no se la dan, estamos iguales a 90. Jerry afuera para Garland, está solo, lanza el triple desde el centro. El arco iris de Darius Garland. De Andre Hunter contra Markan en tapón y ahora corre, la vez por el centro, Mobley en el alley-oop. ¡Iván Mobley!
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Great to have you with us. No, that wasn't me. That was the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers, Rafa Hernandez Brito, who now joins us as our guest. I'll tell you what, I get so excited hearing you call those. I don't know what you're saying, Rafa. Maybe you can translate. I heard a Mobley in there. I heard a Markkanen in there, but man, it gives me goosebumps. You get so fired up and excited.
Thank you, guys. How are you? Thank you for having
Fine.
Me. You know, I want to get back on the action. I want to get back to calling games. I got to be honest with you. I didn't watch any of the first couple of rounds of the playoffs. First of all, because I wanted to be there. It brought me back to the pandemic times when I kept watching the bubble. And I'm like, why is all this going on and I'm not there? But I just can't wait to get back into action. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be just as exciting or even more.
Well, Rafa, obviously, we are all excited about 22-23 coming off the incredible year that we just had, doubling the win total from the season before, getting into the play-in tournament. But now that you've had a chance to kind of take a deep breath and relax and look back on the year, what really stands out to you?
What stands out the most and what gets me going is what we have going, what Kobe Altman and the whole front office have been able to build going forward, the fact that we've been built through the draft. And if you look at the teams that are in the finals right now, that's exactly what they have done. They have built through the draft. We have that culture that J.B. Bickerstaff installed since he took the reins of the team, and we know it's going to be a winning culture. So the future is bright, but I think that the pieces are there. We need a little luck on the stuff we cannot control, health being number one. But you have to be excited if you are a Cavaliers fan with what is to come with this team, with the pieces that we have, with the young talent, with how easy they come together. And I think that's another thing you guys, I'm sure, talked about so many times, the chemistry that even Kobe mentioned during the trading deadline, that he wanted to make sure that it wasn't interrupted. And I think that's what got to be exciting for everybody coming up for the next season.
You know, I used to hear Bickerstaff's father and then Wayne Embry talk about character. But I think that character piece is a fundamental of chemistry. Rafa, talk a little bit about how well this team played over expectations.
Well, you know, when we started and we reported back in September of last year, I think saying that the Cavs were going to be fighting for a spot in the playing tournament was something that wasn't too unrealistic, but it was kind of a goal, I guess, because the reality was we didn't know how all this was going to come together. And then on top of that, you throw, you know, J.B. Bickerstaff going totally against the grain with the big guys and going from the small ball to the jumbo lineup and what we saw on the court. And how I think the most amazing part was how everything came together. And you mentioned character, Jim. The fact that, you know, one of the bottom lines for people, for the front office to go out and get players is to find, the first thing is to get people that want to be here, that want to be part of this. And from number 1 to 15, they all wanted to be here. We had a really good mix of veterans like Kevin Love, who was the glue for the whole team. We have the guys in the middle that they're not old, but compared to the other five or six that we have younger than 22, they sound like they're old. So I think that is the most amazing thing that came together for us too in the season, how J.B. Bickerstaff saw this in training camp and how the guys bought the message, you know, Ricky Rubio being traded to the Cavs when he was still almost by himself beating the U.S. in Tokyo during the Olympics, and one phone call by J.B. Bickerstaff changed his mind from getting bought out from his contract to being part of this. Kevin Love and J.B. said it. The fact that Kevin and Ricky, with the credentials that they had, being able to start anywhere in this league and buying in the role, made it easier for him to hold everybody accountable. And I think that's the most amazing part of this, how everybody bought into the role and executed exactly what was expected of them and nothing more.
Again, we're talking with Rafa Hernandez-Beto. He's the Hispanic voice of the Cavaliers. Does an awesome job, not only with basketball, but many other sports as well. Rafa, I know you're great friends with Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com. And a couple of weeks ago here on Cavs HQ, Jim and I were talking to Joe G about this team and building organically as compared to the four straight years in the finals when you had LeBron and it was almost expected. And Joe G said it's almost more enjoyable this time around. We didn't make the finals, obviously, but to see this team growing from within, and I'd like you to reflect on that, and Jim, you as well, because you guys were both here for those finals run, but how different it is to see this team grow from the get-go through drafts and through that type of process.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because today marks six years to the date when we got that famous email from David Griffin, the general manager back in the day. And I know, Tim, you were not with the team, but you were definitely in the loop. And you know about that email that we
yes.
got after losing, after not holding serve at home and going down 3-1. And if you read that email, he talks about like those 4 years about how we had LeBron, we had Kyrie, we had Kevin, we went out and got this guy, we had this veteran. And in nowhere, you hear a mention of a young guy, of a young piece coming in. And to your point, you know, I came in 2014. I like to say Dan Gilbert went to Miami in 2014 in the summer and made two acquisitions, LeBron and myself, but nobody believes me that story, so I don't tell it anymore. But I jumped on the wagon, you know, when we came in and went into four finals. The amazing and enjoyable part of this, and I think it relates to what the players go through and back to the veterans, the fact that they are building something that they are going to be part of. They are building something that is new for this organization, a new generation, new uniform coming up, gold coming back next year. I think it just goes well with what this team is doing, which is something that will be theirs forever. And we just hope that it gets really up there and they get to their goals. But yeah, I think it's a lot more enjoyable to see these kids grow, to see these kids come together and to see everything just work. Again, not because they didn't try or they didn't do the right thing. It didn't work all the way because, you know, health is something we can't control and it really hit us hard at the end of the season. But at the end of the day, man, they're going to come back and run it back. And I just can't be more excited about that.
Yeah, Rafa, once again, you're all over it. You know, your knowledge and depth on all sports is exceptional, and I always love listening to you. One of the things, every team has a choice. They can either go the development route or they can spend a lot of bucks and try to buy a championship. The league is changing so quickly in front of our eyes. The players are becoming so much younger that it almost forces you to develop talent and live with that if you have the patience of an owner. And one of the things that I was looking at is around our league, we have Memphis, the Suns, and Charlotte. All of these young teams, you know, they may sprinkle a few veterans in there, but they're basically homegrown. That seems to be the trend, don't you think, Rafa?
I think that is the trend. And you mentioned ownership, and we have the best ownership in the league because Rekavol is willing to spend the money to get better and is willing to, you know, to have the consistency that we have not had from those years. It's just we have consistency as a general manager. The head coach is signed, amazing staff built to the draft, which means that they're going to be able to re-sign these guys and continue to build. And I think that is It's not just a trend, but that is what usually works in this league. If you look at champions all over the place, I mean, yes, we went through that generation of the big three and everybody putting their teams together, but the Warriors have been built to the draft. You know, Milwaukee won to the draft, and everything else is just, it is what works for the long run. And I think that's the greatest part about building through the draft and going through the growing pains. The fact that once you get it, once you hit it, you can stay up there if you build right. And I think Kobe has done an amazing job when it comes to that at the president of basketball operation.
Boy, no doubt. We'll take a quick time out. Again, some great insights from Rafa Hernandez-Brito. He's the Hispanic voice of the Cavaliers. We'll hear more from Rafa after this time out on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Yeah.
See what is going on.
Things was too hot down there.
Take it, Jimbo.
That's our song, Rafa. Stay very long. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They got me on this one.
We gotta have a karaoke event.
And no question about it. That's our song, Rafa.
Oh, this is great. I know you two sing this song all the time, guys.
Yeah, that's our song. That's our song.
You know, that is one concert I really regret not watching live.
Yep.
Stevie Ray Vaughan was one of my favorite artists, and I was in college, and I sold my ticket to make a profit. And a month or so later, he died in the helicopter crash, and I was really bummed out. But that is one of my favorite artists, and I know Jim and I are always like playing. They're almost the same song, but you know, we listen to more than just one song, Tim.
Great stuff there. Now I'm going to give Cavs fans and listeners a little inside Cavs news here. Now you're technically not supposed to talk about what happens on the plane, but one of the highlights of every trip is when we're getting off the plane. And Jim has his headsets on, and he's singing away, walking down the aisle. And everybody's looking at Jim, and he's just singing away as he gets off the plane. That's always good stuff. It can be 2 o'clock in the morning, but everybody's kind of chuckling. Jim's just singing, getting off the plane. Yeah, it's always fun. That, I tell you what, it's that stuff that I miss. Not just the games, but that camaraderie that the Cavs organization and the team has.
You know, I just wanted to congratulate you again. Rafa is so well-rounded. I mean, you're looking at a guy, you know that's master's degrees and all of this stuff, and he lowered himself to become a broadcaster, Rafa. I commend you for that. You want to suffer and accept challenges daily.
not a very popular choice at home, I must say.
Again, we're talking about Rafa Hernandez-Brito. He's the Hispanic voice of the Cavaliers as we welcome you back to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Rafa, Jim, and I, in the first segment of the show, we're talking about the NBA Finals, of course. Golden State in Boston on Friday night upends the Celtics 107-97 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. Wow, now the series shifts back to the Bay Area. Just your thoughts on how this is unfolding.
I think it was an opportunity missed by the Celtics to take a commanding lead at home. And I don't understand. As a fan, it's different to watch because, first of all, I don't care who wins or loses, even though I went to school in Boston and I grew up with Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and that trio and Robert Parish. My dog was named Chief. That's how much of a Celtic fan I was when I was in school. But right now, if they could play 7 games, I'll be happy with that. But it's funny how the Celtics at the end of the game just come out of their souls and start. I get kind of easy when I see them shoot threes, and it's Marcus Smart shooting the threes and missing them all again at the end of the game, just like he did in Game 6 and when Miami and Jimmy Butler almost came back on them. But hey, you know what? They're facing a team that has been there before, and even though the Celtics are a franchise that are looking for number 18, it is hard when you miss that opportunity to hold serve at home and take a commanding lead and go over there and have a little house money to play with. Now they got to come back and play again. So hopefully, I just want them to play seven so the fans get their money's worth. But it's a great game.
Of course, Friday, Steph Curry was just phenomenal. The 43-point, 10-rebound effort against the Celtics. In fact, after the ball game, Steph's teammate, Draymond Green, talked about his incredible outing.
Incredible. Put us on his back, willed us to a win, much-needed win. Game we had to have. Came out and showed why he's one of the best players that ever played this game, you know, and why, you know, this organization has been able to ride him to so much success. Just absolutely incredible.
Jim, you're an NBA champion. Of course, you played with Kareem and Magic, won that title with the Lakers. You know the history of the league. Talk about Steph and just how he rises to the moment time after time.
Well, he's an exceptional shooter, and let me define that. A shooter is a guy that usually needs help to get a shot off, meaning they usually run sets. They usually look for him early in the clock because these guys are good what we call open-look shooters. They can make open shots, and their percentages are high when they're shooting open shots. We call them shooters. There's another kind of player we call a scorer, and that's the kind of guy that can create his own offense, doesn't need much help. He'll shoo everybody away. He'll take the darn seconds off the clock, but he'll produce. He'll either get free throws, he'll get a layup or a jumper, but he'll get you something. Those are two different types of players. The uniqueness of Curry and the way he played was that he's a shooter. And early in the clock, he was killing them. When they found him open, he was killing them. I think it's highly unusual in the way the game is played now for a shooter, a guy who's a shooter, not a big-time scorer, but a shooter to score as many points as he did. I just thought he was magnificent. I just thought it was a great game to watch. I just thought it was encouraging for any kid who can make open shots. What they saw had to be historical stuff.
Yeah, are you guys a little surprised that the way the Celtics have not adapted or adjusted to just dropping back on Curry at the top of the key? Because I think, you know, everything you just said, Jim, is so true, and everybody knows it. I'm expecting a little adjustment defensively on Curry when they go through the screen. And they, I mean, the big guy usually fall back and not raise their hand. And that is going to be the key for the Celtics and the Warriors, obviously, for this next, three games left.
Yeah, I agree with you. I remember Lou once said during those 4 years we went to the finals, and Rafa, we got those extra paychecks. The reason, one of the things he was saying was that, Jones, I can't stop everything. He said, but I have to take Curry out of it. The other stuff, we can live with twos, we can live with Draymond getting 20, and even Clay, but we have to stop Curry because he can beat us. And so I don't know what they're doing. I know they want to stick to their traditional switching everything, but the big fella Horford is getting killed out there switching off on Curry.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. All right, Rafa, we got about a minute left. What's on the rest of your docket for the summer before we get back at it in the summer as you reside down there in Miami?
I continue to train for my century ride on my bike this summer, and I continue to feed the wildlife in my backyard.
Again, a little inside Cavs news here. Rafa actually has a live camera on his backyard for all the wildlife that comes up while he's gone. And he watches the rabbits and the squirrels and the chipmunks and the foxes. Everything's down there in Miami, and they're all eating in Rafa's backyard. You keep us entertained, my friend. Rafa, this was great stuff. We really
appreciate it.
Very entertaining as always. Appreciate you stopping by and doing some singing with Jim. There you go.
Oh yeah,
that's what
Stevie
made
Ray.
It. Stevie,
thank
Ray.
You for having me, and stay tuned for the Cavs HQ karaoke.
Yeah, oh, yes, that's coming.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Jim and I will put the finishing touches on this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. So stay with us on the Cavaliers Radio Network. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Now, Jim, when we talked NBA Finals in the opening part of the program, I said I'm going to save your prediction until the very end of the show. So it's now down to a 2 out of 3. Who's going to win the NBA championship, Jim?
I like Boston. I really do. I like their youth. I thought that because of the urgency that the Warriors might have played their best game. I thought Wiggins played outstanding. I just think that, you know, that Boston has too much overall. If Boston can come out and play well, it doesn't make any difference to me because I go by a 7-game series. It's 2-2. They lose in Warrior Land. They come back home. It's tied 3-3. And the seventh game is anyone's game. So I just think that the pressure is still on the Warriors. I really honestly believe that because if they lose that home game and they lost the first one, then they go back to Boston where the series could end. So there's a tremendous amount of pressure on the Warriors to win that game home. Yep. So far in this series, no one has beaten each other too straight because they're that closely matched.
I agree with you on that. All right, many people to thank. Of course, the dynamic duo on the other side of the window, Marty Allen, Kurt McLaughlin, Jim, huge thanks to you. And, of course, thank you to Rafa for stopping on by and paying us a visit. We'll talk to you again next week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. So until then, so long, everybody.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.